This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
This passage comes from the fifth chapter of the book called Contesting the Boundaries of Enclosure. And it is a chapter that is trying to understand how and why there were so many moves to enclose nuns much more fully by the 16th century. After 1500, ecclesiastical authorities began to encase nuns in a multitude of restrictions in order to separate them from worldly influences. They set thresholds on interactions with kin, monitored letters going in and out of the convent, and devised new measures for visual reclusion. The most dramatic changes occurred in the built environment: higher garden walls, sealed up windows, veiled grates in the parlor, fortified apertures that limited nuns' visibility and accessibility to outsiders. These more obvious elements of enclosure were predicated on a series of smaller incremental efforts to disentangle nuns from their urban networks, which transformed previous points of accommodation into explicit danger zones. The most hotly contested space was the convent parlor, where nuns conversed with friends and family through an open worked grate. When making pastoral rounds in 1509, Archbishop Cosimo Pazzi repeatedly stressed the dangers of verbal and visual exchanges taking place there. Exhorting the nuns of Santa Felicita to remain steadfast in their vows, Pazzi advised them, quote, to take care in your conversations with laymen and others, because they are the means of alienating yourself from the true spiritual path, end quote. He cautioned the abbess to carefully supervise conversations at the parlor grate and turnstile, quote, since these are the beginnings of many evils, end quote. He made similar injunctions throughout his visitation, regardless of the degree of the nun's discipline. Although the archbishop had nothing but praise for the Chiarito nuns, he nevertheless instructed them to elect an official listener to monitor conversations between nuns and laity. Conversely, he warned the nuns of Santa Luca to cut out and throw away their usual habit of running immediately to the grate and turnstile. At Santa Maria al Monte, a major center for gold thread production, Pazzi fretted openly about exchanges with laity, although he approved of the nuns' poverty. Quote, above all, watch yourselves in the parlor and in face-to-face dealings. Fashion this iron grate in such a way that your hands are not able to touch, end quote. Taking no chances, he commanded them, under pain of excommunication, quote, not to open or leave ajar the little communion windows to speak with anyone who wishes. Keep them locked with a key, end quote.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.